Blog Talk Radio.
This comes from Vesta Smith. Back in the day before the United States government said that you could consume alcohol, they said you could not consume alcohol. They said you couldn't make it, but people made it anyway. They made it. They made it in the backwoods.
Hello, and welcome everyone to the Judy Joy Jones Show. I want to tell you tonight that we are honored. We not only have a very, very important famous person, Asta Philpott, and his mom is also going to grace us. Her name is Audrey Philpott, but we have Miss Rita Graham to co-host. Rita has been a guest on our show. And Rita was a Ray Charles Raylett, and she sang the song you just heard called Bring Me My Gin, and that song is by Bessie Smith. And I'm going to bring Rita up before I finish introducing our guest for tonight. Hello, Rita.
Hello.
You're there.
Hello. Hello. I'm here.
How are
hello.
You?
I'm good. I'm good. It sounds like it's going to be fun tonight.
Yeah, we've got a jive and jumping show. I'm telling you, I am just so happy to have you here, Rita. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for asking me. It's a great subject.
Yeah, there you are, right by the Chicken Ranch brothel. That is interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you know, our guest tonight, Asta Philpott, he is a very young man, and he was born, Rita, with a physically challenged little body, which put him in a wheelchair when he was really, really young. And but overcoming all the difficulties, trooper that he is, he decided later on, he's in his 20s, that like you and I, he felt that he should be able to have sex. I mean, come on. He's human. He just has a little body that needs some help. So he's going to tell us what happened after he decided he wanted to lose his virginity and found it hard. Women didn't really take or whatever. I'm not sure. I'm just not sure, but I'm going to let him tell us his story. And I should let you know that whenever we get, I guess, towards the end of the show, I'm going to play your other song. If you want to tell a little bit about yourself so that while we're waiting for our guest to call in.
Oh. Well, I started my career with Ray Charles, and a lot of people said, oh, you were Ray Lett. Well, I was a Ray Lett after he produced a major recording project for me, and to this day, I'm still the only female Ray Lett that he produced a major product for on his label. His label at that time was distributed by ABC Paramount, and the label was called Tangerine Records.
Mm-hmm.
And the arranger was Sid Feller, who produced Georgia On My Mind. So the album sounds a lot like Georgia On My Mind. Ray Charles asked me, well, would you want me to bring the chorus in for the session? I said, no, I don't want the chorus, please, I don't want it. But it does sound a lot like Georgia. It's a beautiful project, though. I'm really glad that I got it early in my career because it made things a lot easier for me with that kind of support.
Absolutely. Having Ray Charles as your mentor and taking you under his wings at how old were you?
Well, I was 2 years old at the time.
2 years old. I won't ask. Rita, what is your book? I got to tell everybody out there, you're multifaceted. You're a talented woman. And I know you've written a couple of books here, and I just, before I bring up our distinguished guest, I want to know what your book is, what your books are.
Oh, my book that will be published by Author House Publishing in a matter of weeks. I'm so thrilled. I'm so excited. The name of the book is Karma Rising, and it is it's a historical suspense novel, but it has a metaphysical premise that is based in karma and reincarnation and the Civil War, before, during, and after the Civil War, and it's a great adventure. Everyone who's read it says so, so I'm beginning to believe it.
I can't wait to read it.
I'll let you know, but I'm excited about your book.
Oh.
Your book, Joy. Oh, my goodness. I mean, what a thrilling thing to have been a part of. Joy, tell everyone about your book, please.
Well, I am just about to come out with my book. It's called When a Saint Calls Surrender, and it's about my little journeys following Mother Teresa and her sisters around the world. I just wouldn't leave them alone, Rita. I heard wind of her, and I just went, oh. And so it's written with great humor and love and simply not religious, but more just a down-to-earth, everyday woman that decides she wants to know what the world's really like. And having lived a life of, I guess, luxury compared to what I'm seeing in the world, I just went, oh, I'm going to follow her. So I'm really excited that we're going to get going with that. And thanks for asking. And I'm going to bring up our distinguished guest. And, again, his name is Asa Philpott. Hello.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Oh.
Very happy to be here.
Thank you. And I want to introduce you, Asa, to our distinguished co-host, our VIP co-host, Miss Rita Graham. This is Asa.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Asta. I've seen your beautiful photo and heard your story. I can't wait to hear it firsthand.
Oh, thank you. I'm honored to meet you.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Thank you. I'm honored to meet you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My goodness. What a sweet thing to say. Oh.
Mm-hmm. We have pictures of you and you and then Rita and the picture of the chicken house brothel, and it's like, whoa, this is quite a night. I'm so excited, Aston. Now, where are you right now?
We're in me and my team are in Westlake Village in Los Angeles at the moment.
Oh, yeah, right there outside L.A.
Yeah, but
no, right in L.A. That's right in Wilshire Boulevard, right?
There you go. Westlake, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You're living near UCLA.
No, it's actually Westlake Village. It's a bit ways out of Los Angeles.
Oh,
so
I'm thinking Westwood. I'm sorry. Yeah,
no, that's
Westlake.
Right. How
easy. I know where Westlake Village is.
Yeah. So we're here, and it's pretty incredible the reason we're here, and.
Why are you here? You came from nowhere. I know that you are doing 20,000 things at once, and I'm real excited about that. I don't know where to begin, but maybe if you tell us, why don't you just tell us what you want us to know? I mean, the people around the world, this hits every place in the world, so it can be anywhere that they're listening to you and everywhere. So what would you like them? They don't know too much yet. What would you like them to know?
Well, I was born in 1982 with 1 week to live, and I'm now 28 years old, and ever since I was born, I've always had an incredible passion for life, and every day I wake up and thank God I'm alive, and throughout the years, I've been doing a lot of media and press and just, you know, in order to change consciousness, and had a big documentary feature go out on the BBC in the UK. I took a group of lads to lose, disabled lads to lose their virginity in Spain. And that's since trucked around Europe. And then following on from that, National Geographic did a big documentary about me as well. And that's going out in the US at the moment. So, but you know, the reason I'm here now is to launch the Asta Philpott Foundation.
Sure. But now, what were you born with? What is your how are you physically challenged? You're in a wheelchair. When did you go into that wheelchair, and why did you go into that wheelchair?
I was born with a disability, and it's a physical disability that limits the amount of movement in my arms and legs. So I was pretty much in a wheelchair from right the word go. You know, I had a lot of operations to correct me. You know, my parents brought me up, and here I am. You know,
living each day like a dance. What did you say on Facebook? You have a saying.
I dance every day as if it's my last, and you know that whatever your physical form, that's what we should all be doing, really. You know, and that's what I hope to do. That's what I hope to do with the foundation, to bestow confidence back into people with disabilities, disabled veterans, and also people in general. You know, society's perceptions kind of really need to change towards disability, because, you know, we're all human beings on this earth, and we're all breathing the same air, we're all eating the same food. No difference, you know. No
sure.
difference. Ever.
Well, you know, being in a wheelchair. Go ahead, Rita.
I was going to say, I know I hate to break in. Oh, goodness, everybody talks. I'm the widow of a quadriplegic who broke his neck and did not really, he survived just long enough. And I believe, first of all, I believe that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience.
Wow.
And these bodies that we find ourselves in are all a challenge to see how we are going to handle what we are given, what we have to do.
The body that we were born into are vessels, and it's really up to you as an individual how you deal with that body. But I know for me, you know, I enjoy my life, and I don't regret any part of it. And to be honest, I don't even see myself as having a disability. When I go around America or wherever I'm going, I see myself walking. So it doesn't. I'm not in that kind of frame of mind. So that's what I really want to help people with disabilities to do. You know, to have some confidence in themselves, because everyone's beautiful beings on this earth.
Well, do you find that because you wanted to lose your virginity, which good Lord, who doesn't? And you're human, and so I guess you had a little bit of a problem, or you found that it would be easier, or I don't know how it came about, but you went.
Well,
up,
you know.
Go ahead.
I grew up most of my life wishing for a loving experience with another girl, and it never ever happened. So you know, we went on holiday, but nothing happened. You know, you meet your holiday romance while you're away. But I was always looked at and judged, and in the way that I wasn't able to have a sexual experience with anyone, I wasn't able to have kids. People automatically presume this, you know. And I just wanted to. I had a sexual experience in a brothel because of me and me only. You know, I wanted that experience.
Oh, okay.
On the other hand, you know, the women in these places, if it's done right, are beautiful human beings. And I'm also on the side of helping these women. My foundation wants to do that, you know, get out of this kind of dark, seedy trafficking thing, because I don't agree to that at all. So I'm going to campaign to help these working women, because the women I've met so far, especially in Nevada last year, are just making a buck, you know. They get judged so much, but at the end of the day, it's the oldest tradition in the book.
Yeah. Well, you know, now you're speaking about the famous, I mean, very famous chicken ranch in Pahrump, Nevada, and you know, out of all the places, the brothels for you to pick. Now, they are helping Asta, as far as I understand, actually raise money for your foundation to find a cure for the disease that you were born with. I couldn't think of a better place. They must really be honored to be able to really offer the support. I don't know how you came upon them, but
the people, you know, the people that The people at the Chicken Ranch are incredible. Right down from the girls to the management to the publicist who deals with the Chicken Ranch, we've all become incredibly good friends, and they're just real human beings. And as soon as Debbie, the manager, heard that about me, she was like, "Wow, we want to do something for you guys." And that's we were visiting there last year, and because I was shooting a bit of footage for a program idea I've got, and that's how it all started. And you.
Sorry, I don't know what. Huh? I'm so sorry. Something started.
Like musical interlude, Judith.
It came. Go ahead, Oscar.
But yeah, as I was saying, you know, amazing people that just want to help a good cause, and you know, who am I to judge? I don't go through my life judging people, and neither should any of us, you know.
Absolutely. Well, you know, one of the things that really impressed me when I read that you were born out of the womb in the lotus position. I mean, it was like you were born, and then you were named by a disabled, or we call you now physically challenged spiritual master by the name of, what was his name?
His name was Ashta Bakra, and he was a disabled prince in India, and my mum and dad named me after him. And I'm so honored to be named after him, you know. And I almost feel like that being, you know, helping other people and carrying the positive message through life that we are here, and it's incredible, you know. And, you know, a lot of people have said to me, what's your religion? And I turn around and say, I don't have any religion. I wasn't born with a religion, you know. I'm naturally... Wow. Incredibly happy, and you know, and dance every day as if it was my last, like I said on my Facebook page. And you know what, the most incredible thing is that we're having a massive launch party for the foundation on Thursday night in Malibu, and Michael Newry is involved, and it's just, you know, everything's just fallen into
place. Yeah, we wrote that. That's actually on the description of tonight's show, An Evening with Asta and friends, and that's at the Sunset Restaurant in Malibu. Oh, my God. That's in California. It's gorgeous, gorgeous. And that's going to be what time?
It starts, doors open at 8 p.m., and I tell you what, we welcome you with open arms. You know, if you're in the California area, if you're in Malibu area, drop down and see. It's going to be pretty incredible.
Yeah, I would recommend everyone to go. And again, that's An Evening with Asta and Friends, and that's the Sunset Restaurant in Malibu, California. It's gorgeous. And Asta's website, one of Asta's website, is the Asta Philpott Foundation.org. Asta Philpott Foundation.org. And you can find that on our show tonight, on the description of the show. Also, Wikipedia has a little bit about you, Asta. I don't know if you're, well, I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yeah,
and you
have
a Facebook, and I guess you're on Twitter, and people.
Yeah, you know, as many people who follow me is incredible, because we're all out for the same cause of making this experience on this beautiful planet a better experience for everyone.
Absolutely. Well, you know, there's someone waiting on the line. I don't know. Could it be your mother? Let's see. Hello? Hello? Is this 856? Well, they have the hand up as if they wanted to speak to us, but right now they're not. So let me put them on hold again. And, Rita, you know, whenever you were traveling the world with the Ray Charles Raylettes and also Ray Charles, I mean, well, you were... I would think that at points in your travels, you kind of came across a little bit. Now, I don't know, because this was, you know, a while back, and we had progressed, but wasn't there a little bit of discrimination to where we can kind of identify with, you know, what Astra's going through?
It was a very funny story. It was here in the United States, and we were on the bus, and... we had gotten off the bus and to go to this little restaurant, and I didn't go in. I didn't see this person. They say this is what Ray Charles did. When he walked into the place, someone said, "Oh, we don't serve Negroes here."
Huh?
Ray Charles said, "Well," he said, "Well, I don't eat Negroes either." And then somebody said, "Oh my God, that's Ray Charles!" And then they try to give him the restaurant, you know. And
they were
guys.
Oh no, he's actually someone I love. I like to hear his song. You know, that's where you know.
He was incredibly witty, funny, brilliant, very, very kind, and very, very smart. He was like you, Esther. He was smart, and it's like God has just bestowed so much on us many times that isn't seen from the outside. And I get the feeling that your foundation will help other people to understand this, because so many people who are walking around with what they think are all their facilities are really, really handicapped and disabled emotionally.
Exactly, absolutely. You know, and I'm a big fan of Ray Charles, and I watched the film about him, and he's incredibly inspiring, you know, and I can actually say I'm disabled, and I'm proud of it when there's guys like that walking the earth, well, did walk the earth, that was disabled as well, you know.
Sure. You know, he had a few women. He enjoyed sex. I mean, Ray got around, right?
Don't we all? You know, the birds and the bees do it, Judy. You know, everybody acts on this earth so self-righteous when everyone enjoys it, you know. So let's just throw it open and
get it. No, we had we actually had little Joey Boots last week on our show, and he has been on 10 years with Howard Stern, and he's in rehab right now, fighting for his life. He has a lot of addictions, but, you know, he found, you know, some of the things that I think, we all have the same desires. That's that.
Yeah.
Let's try to bring up this 856. Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Hi. Who is this?
This is Asta's cousin Patty from New Jersey.
Hey, Patty, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine. I had tried to bring you up earlier, but I thought it was his mom. And hey, Asta, you say you know your cousin. What is your name?
My name is Patty.
Patty.
Hey, Patty. How are you?
I'm good, Asta. How are you?
Excellent. It's really nice to hear your voice.
Oh, well, it's nice to hear your voice. I'm here with Marianne, my sister, and Colleen, and we're just calling to wish you a lot of luck this week with your big kickoff on Thursday.
Yeah.
And
we wish
we could be there with you.
Well, do you know what? You'll be there with me in my heart.
Oh, well, that's good. And we'll be thinking about you all night.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah,
hopefully we'll all get to meet real soon.
Yeah, I'd like that. I'll make special effort to do that, and I really love you guys.
Yeah, we love you too, and we'll let you go and continue with your show and have a nice night.
No, thanks for calling.
Thank you
guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
How nice. Somebody.
Oh, how sweet. That's so sweet. That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's really nice. You know, whenever people care enough, like your relatives, especially relatives, to call in and say,
yeah, you know, I have an amazing family. You know, the family around me are incredible. You know, and the director of the foundation is Audrey Philpott, my aunt, and she has done so much along with me and to get this going. You know, and then I take my hat off to her, really, because incredible lady, like a magician. You know, she's helped to bring my message to the platform, you know. So I really commend my family and my mom and dad and everyone, you know.
And last night you were telling me earlier today, what was it you were doing? What show?
Yeah, we were on me and my father were on the Young Turks. It's
Young Turks.
Yeah, it's an internet TV based show, but I think it goes out on cable as well. And that was real good fun, you know. It was just yet again another platform for me to speak on and inspire other people with my message, you know. So it was a lot of fun. Like tonight.
Cool. And so where are you headed? Now you're going to go back to England, right, pretty soon?
Yeah, I head back to England on the 16th of May. Yeah, so. But, you know, I think I'll be back more and more as good American people open their arms to me. And I was born in Miami, so I feel kind of my roots are here, and I love it a lot, you know. And I'm very proud and honored to be American and to be starting the foundation right here.
What would you suggest the people that are listening, Esther, that have dreams that they have in their soul, their heart, and yet they're afraid, they're a little timid to take that first step? What would you say? What do they need to do to reach out? They're afraid that if they do go after their dream, they might not get it. What would you tell them?
Yeah. If you've got a dream in this world, pursue it, because there is only you. You came into this world alone, you know, and if you've got a dream, do it, because anything you want, you can have if you visualize it and then take action. Just believe it, because I tell you what, this world was made for you. You know, you as an individual, nobody else but you, you know. So I'd say carry on, persevere, enjoy, have gratitude for life, and carry on, you know, and don't ever give up, because I surely haven't.
No, you haven't. And one of the things that really, really inspired me about you is that you said the only thing that bought, you were born very, very happy. I would call you a bliss baby. And one of the things that was hard for you was seeing the other people that weren't in that state of happiness.
Yeah, it is. It is. I see people that aren't in that state of happiness every day of my life, you know. But for those people who aren't happy, I try to help them, and 9 times out of 10, they come out happier, you know. I think the key is here to start sharing love with people, because that's where it starts.
Aww.
Love, you know. Nothing else. There is no... There is no other foundation but love to start this thing on, you know.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, because it brings out the love in other people's hearts. There's a line in the song, "He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother."
There you go.
It goes to the middle where it says, "If I'm laden at all, I'm laden with the sadness that every man's heart isn't filled with gladness of love for one another."
There you go.
The bridge of "He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother." And I think about that because so many people walk around so miserable, and especially here in America, when we've had so many gifts and so many ways to have a fulfilled life, and they're just upset because the dog ate their homework or something, you know.
fulfillment starts from within you. You first of all, you've got to believe in yourself, and then the second step is to start having fun with the belief in yourself and to share the love and love other people. That's exactly where it starts, and you're totally right.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to be going to more brothels? Or?
Well, you know, I haven't planned on it, but I certainly, that's my area of work, in supporting people and supporting the women who work there. So, you know, if I do drop by one, then, I mean, the Chicken Ranch are obviously having this massive fundraiser on the 15th for my foundation. So obviously I'll have to visit it then. But, you know, these places are so much fun without even doing anything, you know. Just to hang out. I've hung out so many times with these people, and it's incredibly fun, you know. It's just...
How cool.
Because everything's let go in there. There's no judgment. There's no preconceptions, just people loving life and having fun, you know, the way it should be.
Yeah, I have a caller. Hello? Hello? Caller?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hi.
Hi, this is Debbie from the Chicken Ranch.
Hey, Debbie.
Hey, Debbie.
I tried to respond to the email that Sam sent me, but it wouldn't go through. So
oh, my God.
And I looked at your website, and I couldn't find a direct number, so this was the only route I had to go.
Thank you for calling in. I guess you know Asta, and Asta knows you. This is Debbie of the famous Chicken Ranch in Pahrump, Nevada.
Hey, Debbie, how are you?
Good, how are you today?
Oh, beautiful. All the better for hearing from you.
Yeah, I heard Chicken Ranch. I heard Chicken Ranch mentioned there, so... I'm glad I got through. I was hoping there wasn't a line of people waiting to get through.
So, we are so glad you called in. You know, to have somebody like us to come along and ask you, you know, or you offered actually to do this fundraiser. Now, can you tell us, Debbie, what is it that we can do to help his foundation? What can we do through the Chicken Ranch?
Well, you know, I was so excited when Asta's father started to tell me about the foundation, and it hadn't even been completed at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Because I worked at the ranch for 23 years now.
Oh!
So I've always been proud of the services and the companionship that we offer to disabled men who visit the ranch. And I have seen men come out in a wheelchair. They got the biggest, brightest smile. Their eyes are lit up after they've spent time with one of the women. And it just melts my heart every time I see it. And so when his father started telling me about his foundation, I got so excited. It was my first thought. And the first words I just blurted out to his father was, I want to be a part of it.
I've got something to say to everybody. There is absolutely no more wonderful feeling in the world than to have someone loving up on you. You know?
That's right, Rita.
I've had fathers bring their sons and mothers bring their sons and brothers bring their brothers.
Oh, my God.
You know, 21, 22-year-old guys who were in a horrible car accident, motorcycle accident. And they can go into a club, and it's just not a level playing field for them. So, you know, I've always felt we offer a valuable service. Bring them all here. We're waiting, you know. So
they're
that's
there.
Exactly what I felt when Asher's father started to tell me about it. I did. I just put it out. I want to be part of it.
Absolutely. And that's the Chicken Ranch, the famous Chicken Ranch in Pahrump, Nevada. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that opens the heart, because everybody is accepted. It doesn't matter who, what, where, you know, if you're in a wheelchair, you're on crutches, whatever. This is one place that, like, you know, Debbie said, it levels the playing field. And
It does. And, the women who work there, they don't care. They don't see color. They don't see body size, or it's just, you know, you're a man, you're here, I'm here to provide a service, so come with me.
You know what, as well, the Chicken Ranch is a perfect example of the way society should be, in the way that there is no judgments whatsoever. And I tell you what, I have never met such a wonderful, beautiful bunch of people than there. I was completely inspired, and anything I can do and the Asta Philpott Foundation can do to help the Chicken Ranch, you know, and we'll always be working with them, and they're incredible people, and I love them all.
Well, we are selling things on our website to raise money, and we're going to have an auction at we have a big barbecue every May with the Sin City Chamber of Commerce out of Las Vegas. And this year we're coupling Asta's foundation with our barbecue, and we hope to raise some more money by doing an auction with items that were donated by the working girls. And hopefully the girls that donated the items will be present at the barbecue to model the items, and hopefully we raise some more money that way. But
And
it'll be fun to have Asta and his group there with us this year.
And, you know, Asta is you're a singer as well. I found out you sang a John Lennon song, and I was just thinking, you know, when Debbie was talking, you ought to at least tell us what you sing.
Yeah, I am. We're doing Imagine, and we're going to release Imagine as part in support of disabled veterans. And you know the an amazing musician sung it with me, Erica Rose, and her partner Dan Garcia in Los Angeles, and you know, it was just incredible, and it's a beautiful song. It means so much to me, and because the lyrics are so true, you know, imagine sharing the world. I mean, you know, we really should be So this song, you know, is so truthful and honest, and that's why, you know, I can sing it really from the heart and with love, you know. And maybe I could sing it at the barbecue, but we'll see.
I think that might happen.
Debbie, you're wonderful. I really feel like you're a saint. You're the type of person that is meant to be bringing everyone together, peace on earth, because you love everybody just like they are without judging.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think because
we're coming to
a time in I think in the next few years when more and more people are going to realize this, and it's because of your foundation and because of the way that you think and that universal creature that walks on the face of this earth, this world citizen, is going to come to the fore. I really believe that.
Oh, thank you.
And I want to, you know, we have the caller again. Oh, hello? 818?
Hello.
Hi. Who is this?
Hi, this is Audrey Philpott, and I'm the director of the Ask the Philpott Foundation.
Well, welcome. You're the aunt of our special guest, Asta. Am I right?
Yes, I am. That's correct.
Well, we are welcoming you, and I want you to know that out of all the people, I have found that Audrey is exceptional in the fact that she is so dedicated to getting his name out. Because I actually said, you know what, I can't do this now. I need to change. And she said, no, you got to do it. And so I did it. And I want to know that you're really, really good with that. Because I thought, no, can't do it. But Audrey said, you got to do it. You got to. And I did. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much for having us on the show. I really, really appreciate it. And I was just absolutely tickled pink to hear Debbie on the phone.
Yeah, she's right here. So what a sweetie. I know she's busy because, you know, I would imagine the Chicken Ranch gets lots of customers, right, Debbie?
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to tell you, we're not immune to recessions or slow economy, you know.
Gee.
Our business is dependent on people's disposable income. If they're not, you know, people aren't spending big at Walmart, they're certainly not spending big at Chicken Ranch. So we've had some tough times lately.
I hate
overall,
to hear.
Overall, you know, we have a couple of bad weeks and we have a good week, and you know, we'll come out of this. We've been in recessions before.
Sure.
We'll come out stronger than we were before. I mean, we've got a world-renowned name. I mean, the Chicken Ranch is known around the world.
Oh, it is.
I've done interviews and spoken with people from every country, it seems like, you know, and everybody knows the Chicken Ranch, so.
Everybody. No, listen, Debbie, if any people want to find out where to go or what they might want to do on a Saturday night, if they're in Pahrump or Las Vegas, you know, if you're in Las Vegas, I think you can actually contact limousine. Is that right, Debbie?
Yes, we have our own limousine service, and they pick up at the Las Vegas hotel, drive the client out to the ranch, wait for them, and then deliver them back to the front door of their hotel. So
there
they can call the Chicken Ranch 24/7. Can I give the number?
Sure.
It's 702-382-7870 or chickenranchbrothel.com. And we're open around the clock and offer the ladies' services and complimentary transportation service 24/7.
There you go. And the number again, one more time, Debbie.
702-382-7870.
That's the Chicken Ranch. So any of you out there that are going to be in the area, just give Debbie a call. She'll get you transportation, and you can be out there. You know, we're all working people at somewhere in our hearts, and we've got to, you know, kind of get together on what we're doing, and the show tonight is what it's all about. We've got to kind of join forces, and without Debbie, Esther wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have known about him, so you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. A lot of gratitude towards the Chicken Ranch. They're incredible, and like I say, I'm looking forward to working with them a lot more.
Yeah, really. I mean, we all have to work. I know we want to be different things at different times, but right now in this moment, you know, we have to support each other where we are. And Asta, you know, I am impressed with the fact that you have so much energy. You know, I said to myself, my gosh, if we could all go at speed, you're going faster than life.
Well, you know, we're not alive infinitely, are we? You know, we haven't got an endless amount of time, so let's pick up the baton, enjoy life, and do what we need to do and have fun along with it as well.
Just get on with it. But I mean, we're not here forever, and you got to go, you know, you got to go with it. And I think, you know, really, Ray Charles, he went like a light. You know, he went fast, he did what he needed, you know, to do. And
I'm surprised that he had the energy that he had, because after being drug addicted, no, really, it was amazing. And I had remember one guy said, I mean, I just like to know what this guy eats for breakfast, because he had an amazing stamina. He would have a rehearsal in the morning, and then he'd be on a plane. He would see, back in the day before security was, you know, it had to be the way that it is now, Ray Charles would get on a plane by himself to go someplace to see a girlfriend or something, or some business he wanted to take care of.
One of his many.
I don't know how many times he would come in L.A. just to work on my project by himself. And, you know, he'd have the valet with him, and just go on where he's going. I mean, just really, really, really surprised me how he was, because I had never been around anybody with a disability that way. But after I was around him for about 3 or 4 minutes, I completely forgot he was disabled.
He was able to have a normal, I mean, he went beyond normal, but when I met Rita through different means on the internet, one of the things she said was that, you know, she didn't really realize that he had that many girlfriends. And, you know, the thing about people like Ray Charles and Astrid, you know, they're living life 100% or 1,000%. Well, most of us, maybe we're kind of asleep and we're waiting. But they're out there doing, and thank you for that.
You know what? You know what, Judy? It's funny you say that, because I see myself as the lighter of unlit lamps.
Oh.
And it's very true. You know, light the lamps of everyone, because within everyone is a beautiful human being, whatever your physical form is.
Right. I think that's wonderful. I'm surprised you don't have a crowd of groupies following you around.
You might soon.
Well, you know, I'm open to that, so yes.
Debbie, you got any girls at the Chicken Ranch that are ready to follow us around the planet?
Could be. After you spend a little more time there, we'll have to see.
Oh, boy. No, he's amazing. Here we are in California, and, you know, we're talking to Debbie in Nevada, the famous Chicken Ranch. We all know the Chicken Ranch. And actually, well, you know, with the people in Europe, I don't know. Now, the brothels in Europe, are they different than here?
Yeah, they are. They are a lot different, yeah. I mean, you haven't got the legalized. They're legalized in Amsterdam, but I mean, the thing with the Chicken Ranch in Nevada is that it's legal, and it's run safely, and it's healthy, and, you know, the girls aren't there, forced
right.
there. They come and go as they please, and but
right.
it's not like that in Europe or England. I mean, take England for example. It's illegal, so. It tends to go further underground, equaling more criminal activities surrounding that, you know. So, no, it does vary vastly between here and Europe. But, you know, the one I went to in Spain was illegal, and it wasn't illegal or legal. So I think they kind of went under the umbrella kind of. But that was an incredible place as well, but not half as well as run as the Chicken Ranch, you know.
You like the Chicken Ranch the best.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've had a lot of practice. The current owners have owned this brothel since 1982, and I started to work for them in 1987. So through trial and error, we've learned how to do things the right way.
Right, Debbie.
Yeah. I tell you what, Judy, also playing at the launch event on Thursday is Don Peak, and he played with Ray Charles. So, you know, there's a link here.
Do you know him, Rita?
What's his name?
Don Peak.
Hmm.
He's world famous guitarist.
Oh.
Oh, yes, I've heard of him. When I was with the band, the guitar player's name was Jeffrey somebody.
Okay.
Yeah, I love guitars. I work with a guitar, really fine guitarist here in Atlanta right now. It's one of my favorite instruments.
The guitar?
Yeah, goodness, I love it. I just love it. And my piano playing, all my, you know, piano playing friends tell me that I'm a real traitor because I really do love guitars. I can't wait to hear you sing after.
Me too. I haven't heard him. I tried to find you. Oh, God, maybe you'll sing for us tonight.
I wish you could all come to the sunset on Thursday night.
Oh, are you going to sing?
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to perform the Imagine, and I'm going to do a few other numbers as well. So.
How cool. It's so beautiful. Yeah. I saw the building on your website, and it's gorgeous. I wish we could all be there, and if you can, please go and give us the information one more time.
Okay, it's at the Sunset Restaurant and Bar in Malibu, and doors open at 8 p.m., there's going to be a drum circle half an hour before that on the beach. So if you want to get there for 7:30 for the sunset, please do so. We'd love to see you down there. If you'd like more information, my address is www.askthephilpottfoundation.org.
Oh, great. And if anyone needs that information, or at least this website, you can go to our homepage, judyjoyjonesshow.com. and find that. And I wanted to tell everyone that Asta, you know, what are you planning to do the next, what is your next big thing that you have planned, or do you do that? How do you live your life?
Yeah, well, the next big thing I've got planned is a program called Wheels of Change. This program is going to take me in a converted RV around America, visiting different states, and also visiting people who have come back from the war handicapped, you know, because I want to change, because they'll have had a complete change in consciousness, you know, from coming back from a place like that and also coming back disabled. So we're going to go around with a team of experts, cameras in the RV, and just document our journey along the way and help people, you know, and help people in a non-institutionalized conscious way, the way we were meant to do it originally when we were all born.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's wonderful. My husband was in the, he died at the Augusta Science Center.
Wow.
Part of the VA Medical Center in Augusta, Georgia. And they have a beautiful science center there with a lot of returning veterans and people that just, like my husband, fell on his neck and his neck, just
wow.
You know, in the twinkling of an eye. It was amazing. And you know, without someone to be there and to talk to people and to help people, I mean he would get so lonely after the last few weeks. They put him in a nursing home because they said he wasn't going to get any better, and he was a ventilator patient.
Right.
And he didn't have anyone to come there and talk to him, and I just thought it was just terrible, so I'm so glad you're doing that.
It's pretty incredible, isn't it? When someone seems to be nearing the end of their life, people seem to kind of avoid it. You know, I don't know whether it's a fear thing or what, but
yeah.
You know, a lot of the times we wouldn't treat dogs like that. So you know,
we wouldn't. Not even a dog.
Like that. Exactly.
It's great.
Yeah, we will change all that.
Yeah, and you know, Astra is moving so fast, Rita. I am amazed. I said to myself, this guy is an old soul. I mean, he came to Earth just to give us what we need to get on with it. And I got to tell you, I have been moving fast trying to get his show up and doing all the things because I felt this guy was here for a purpose and I better get busy.
Thanks, Judy. I love your show and I love you.
Oh, I love you, Esther.
I was going to say the same thing. I love your show and I love you, Judy.
Oh, Rita. You know, Rita has always said yes to me. I say, Rita, you want to get a facelift? No matter what it is, she goes, yeah. I tell you, I'll support her forever. And I'm going to make sure that her book, especially about Ray Charles. You know, Rita, you have a lot of things about Ray Charles nobody knows but Rita Graham. And I know some of it you feel might be personal. But ask, what do you think about that?
I've got half of it written in a book. I'm going to finish the rest of it.
Great. I'm glad to hear it.
It's just that Debbie will understand this. As long as my daughters and my mother are kind of looking over my shoulder, there's some details I'm not in a mad rush to have them read about. But
you had a love affair with him, and a lot of people don't understand. You know, when your daughters or your family are reading about that, they don't understand. Rita, I know you're not going to give every detail. You're just going to...
I just wasn't one of the girls. They knew that. You know, he made sure that the world knew that I just wasn't another girl in his life. So that's meaningful to me. You know, you want to feel like you're special when you find out that you're in a crowd.
You're not just one of. Absolutely. And, you know, that's why I think that everyone that works at the chicken ranch is a saint, you know, because they are able to stand in line and they're there. And I just think there are saints, you know, there are saints on the earth that people wouldn't look at, but they are. And, Debbie, I thank you for coming on. You're really special.
Oh, thank you. No problem. I'm glad I got through and was able to participate with you guys today.
You probably have a busy Are y'all busy tonight?
Actually, I'm at home tonight. I'm calling you from home, so I took time, you know, just finished my dinner, put my plate in the sink, and went in the bedroom and got on the phone. So.
And what can we do for you?
Well, you know, we're you know, out there batting away, just trying to keep up and hope that business gets better. But, you know, just keeping our name out there helps.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll keep your name out there, Debbie, because I love you guys.
I know you will. But, I try not to miss an opportunity to do an interview and do my part to help business, you know. And
cool.
This one, you know, I did for two reasons. One, for number one, for Asta, and number two, to help keep the Chicken Ranch name out there so that people remember and know that we're still open and waiting for people to come visit us.
There you
Absolutely.
Go.
You're running a high class place. I worked in Vegas off and on for 6 years, and we're competing with some of the $10 girls. $15-$20 girls is right there at hand, right standing there, you know. So I can imagine that it hasn't been easy to keep your high class clientele.
No, and you know, you gotta have the customers in order to keep the girls, and you gotta have the girls in order to keep the customers. So you know, it's a vicious circle I've been stuck in for several years now, and just fighting to keep you know, quality women. And you know, the grass is always greener and they move around a lot. But it's a crazy life, but you know, I would not have done anything else for the last 23 years. And speaking of books, I want to write a book someday about my 25 years at the Chicken Ranch. So hopefully I'll be contacting you guys when I'm ready to do that.
Oh, please. I'm here for you.
I bet. Now, there's a book for you, Joy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll start a publishing company. Come on, Debbie.
I think a lot of people would find it interesting.
Yeah, I think it would be great. Well, you know, we only have a couple of more minutes, and I want to have time to play Rita Graham's Blog Talk Pioneer, which is dedicated and written for Alan Levy, who is the founder of Blog Talk Radio. He invented Blog Talk Radio when his father was dying. He was sitting by his deathbed, and he wanted to share everyone about his love for his dad, and that's why we're here. And so Rita wrote a song for him called Blog Talk Pioneer, and we're going to end the show with that. But I want to tell Debbie, thank you, and we love you, and we're going to promote Chicken Ranch Brothel
in Nevada.
And we're going to ask Esther to tell us everything that he wants us to know in 2 seconds about him and where he's going to be.
I'd like you to know about me that I'm here to help you. I'm here to help your life, have a better life. And please join us at the Malibu restaurant on Thursday night, where it's going to be an incredible evening. That's Sunset Restaurant in Malibu on Westwood Beach. I love you all, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Love you, too, and God bless you, Esther. Bless you, Debbie.
You, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hope to see everyone soon.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll see you on
15th.
See you, Debbie. I love you. Thank you.
Love you, too. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Judy.
Thank you, Debbie. And I'm going to start Blog Talk Pioneer, dedicated to Alan Levy, who is the founder of Blog Talk Radio. He invented it.